Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
The courthouse plan to the downtown rail yard was back in the news, but the latest update isn't exactly encouraging. What's going on with this project?
The state judicial council has decided to postpone work on this new Superior Court building in the downtown rail yard. That's basically due to a shortage of state funding for the courts, and the council is actually postponing construction of 17 new courthouses across California.
Will this work stop immediately?
Here's what's going to happen. Beginning in October, the state will continue a 14-month preliminary architectural design phase. But after that, we're kind of in the waiting pattern as far as funding goes. And some officials say that that's unfortunate because the existing Superior Court building has security problems due to infrastructure. And it's also worth noting that the same judicial council has decided to halt plans to build a courthouse in Placerville as well.
In retail news, the La Borgata Center in El Dorado Hills has faced some challenges since it was foreclosed in 2012. But the center recently took a step forward.
The big news this week is that that center has a new owner. Ethan Conrad Properties announced that it closed escrow on La Borgata at Serrano, which is in one of the wealthiest areas of the region in El Dorado Hills. And that center was built in 2003. It kind of has a shaky history. It fell into default in 2009 because of increasing expenses and a slump in leasing.
Do you think the new owner can turn things around?
Well, it's interesting to note Ethan Conrad Properties does have a history of reviving various struggling centers in the area, securing new leases, things like that. For the near future, there is a plan to address some maintenance issues at the center, and Ethan Conrad Properties says it has already secured one new tenant at least, which is an up-to-scale furniture store, and other new leases are in the works for La Borgata. The center has retail and office space. It's known for restaurants such as Sienna.
Retail giant Macy's is making another change to its downtown Sacramento store, and it involves a popular lunch destination. What's going on there?
Remodeling work is underway on the cafe, which is called Taste Bar, inside Macy's in downtown Sacramento. That cafe closed this week for remodeling, and it's expected to reopen in October. The company is calling this a minor remodel, and it comes on top of other upgrades at that store that were announced a little while ago. You probably remember the exterior changes that were announced, as well as the expanded furniture department.
What does this say about Macy's strategy downtown?
Well, we don't know exactly which changes we're going to see at the cafe. Again, the company is calling it a minor remodel, but it's more evidence that Macy's is really focusing on this downtown store as the arena prepares to open. And outside observers say that Macy's very rarely makes big dramatic changes to its store. So it's significant pretty much any time the company does any sort of change or remodel at any existing location.
In beer news, a new brewery is joining the local beer scene, and the location's a little surprising.
You know, I'm usually here talking about new breweries popping up in Midtown or even West Sacramento, but this one is actually in El Dorado County. We're talking about Solid Ground Brewery, which is planned for Diamond Springs. It's expected to open early next year, and it comes from two business partners. One has experience in making beer. The other has experience in making wine, which is relevant since this brewery is located on one of the main thoroughfares to El Dorado County wineries.
What else is different about this brewery?
The owners actually bought this building in Diamond Springs, which previously housed a hardware store. And they want to create an atmosphere that's different than something that we see often with these breweries. I'm talking about the industrial atmosphere. They're saying that this is going to be a departure from that industrial atmosphere that we see in so many local breweries. They're also not working with food trucks, another decision that's common among existing breweries. Instead, they're going to work with an independent contractor for the food menu. And finally, they expect to offer wine on tap, which is consistent with one of the owner's backgrounds in winemaking.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.